Okay, hi, my name is Jinmi, and I studied abroad in Sevilla, Spain, and I'm here with Grace and Adriana. I'll let them say hello.
Hi, this is Grace.
Hi, it's Adriana.
So my story does not take place in Sevilla, it actually takes place in Barcelona, and this was for, like, basically, like, our spring break. It was for Holy Week, but it's so crazy in Spain that I was like, okay, I'm going to go see my dad. I'm not going to bring him into Sevilla because there was just so much going on. So I'm going to tell you guys about this dinner that my dad and I had together at the hotel. So it's our first full night in Barcelona, and I haven't seen my dad in like 2 months, and we're just so excited to be there together because he's never been to Spain, period. Mm-hmm. And so we're like, let's go out for dinner tonight. Like, it's our first night here. So we go up to the hotel concierge and we're like, hey, like, we want to go out to dinner. Where do you recommend? And she goes, well, we actually have a really great restaurant right here in the hotel. And my dad and I are like, oh my God, perfect. Because now we don't have to go anywhere. Yeah. Like, it's right here in the hotel. So we don't think anything of it. We're like, okay, get us a reservation for 7 o'clock. And she's like, okay, perfect. And she hands us this piece of paper and she's like, hey, can you just sign this waiver? Saying that if you cancel your reservation, like, this is the penalty or whatever.
What?
We didn't read it at all. We're like, okay, sure.
Yeah.
Sign the paper. Like, you know, never had that happen before.
Typical.
But, you know, so typical. You know, we're just so happy to even have somewhere to eat. Yeah. So we get ready and we're heading downstairs to go to dinner. And we go and sit down. We walk in and we're like, oh my God. So you sit, and we're at our table, and we see the menu, and it turns out that my dad and I accidentally signed up for a 4-star Michelin restaurant prefixed dinner at this restaurant.
Oh, no.
So you can't choose your meal. There's no menu. Like, you sit down, and, like, the menu that you see in front of you are the courses that you're going to eat. It was an 18-course meal.
Oh. Do you have any dietary restrictions?
No, thank God. Like, neither of us have any allergies, because that would have been horrible.
And you can't, like, leave because you signed your waiver.
Exactly. So we signed the waiver, so we can't leave. So we're stuck here. And so, you know, we order, like, a glass of champagne because we're like, whatever. Like, at this point, might as well make the best of it. Like, I'm still trying to keep, like, a positive attitude. Mm-hmm. I look at the menu. Nothing appetizing. Like, I had sea urchin. Oh. I had pigeon. I had sea cucumber. Like, it was, like, all of this, like, artisanal. I think it was, like, supposed to be inspired by Gaudi, like, the artist there. And it was terrible. I was maybe, like, course 3, and I contemplated going to the bathroom and, like, just trying to stay there for as long as possible so I could, like, skip.
Was your dad on the same page as you?
Yes. No. Like, we would both look at each other and we would be like, maybe the next course will be better. Maybe the next one will be better. And we just got it and we were like, this is so bad.
No.
And, like, and then what's even worse is the waiters would come and they'd be like, so how was it? Like, was it to your liking after every single course? And, like, our plates are still full. But we were like, yeah, it was amazing. Like, it's so good. So we are at this dinner from 7 p.m. until 11:30. So it takes, like, 4 hours for us to get through this horrendous dinner. I'm feeling sick to my stomach.
You're not even
though, like, we're not even full because the meal is terrible. Guys, I want you to guess how much the meal cost.
$500.
I was going to say $500.
It was $700.
That's crazy.
Like, literally, my dad got the bill and he read the total out loud. I broke out into a sweat. Like, I'm not even being dramatic. Like, I was, like, beating sweat. I was like, I need to, like, excuse myself. I thought he was gonna pass out. I thought I was gonna pass out. And that was on our first night in Barcelona.
Thank God tipping culture does not exist in Europe.
I know, because it would have made the bill even more expensive. So, to make a long story short, it was a very eventful first night in Barcelona. We went to bed in silence and still hungry.
Yeah,
and starving.
Attitudes are bad.
Attitudes are terrible. Thankfully, though, we can look back on it now and, like, laugh. Because my dad was like, I can't believe we did that. And, like, we didn't give it, like, a second thought. But,
oh, my God.
Yeah, so I've had pigeon and I ate a $700 meal in Barcelona.
And it wasn't good.
And it wasn't good.
Do not recommend.
Do not recommend. But anyways, that's my story. Thanks, guys.